The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. That what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. People who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he's walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers. Simon is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They are fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee mending their nets. He called them and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord. When we enter into the holy season of Lent, which is getting close, being about 3.5 weeks, we enter in with Ash Wednesday. And the priest, when he imposes the ashes on the forehead, has two options. He can say, "Remember that you're dust, and into dust you shall return," from Genesis chapter 3. Or he can say, the first preaching of Jesus that we heard today, and it is, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Or, "Be converted and believe in the gospel." So I'd like to preach on that today. The first preaching of Jesus was conversion. The preaching of John the Baptist was conversion. The preaching of the first pope was conversion at Pentecost. So it must be pretty important if Jesus, John the Baptist, and the first pope preach the same message as they start off their ministry. Conversion. In Greek, the word is metanoia. And metanoia means a change of thinking, a change of heart, a change of lifestyle. There are two types of conversion. Yesterday we celebrated the most famous conversion in the history of the world. It was the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, okay? That's the most famous conversion in the history of the world. That is what is called a radical conversion. A radical conversion. But all of us have to go through what is called a daily conversion of mind and heart and life. When does our conversion end? 2 days ago we celebrated Saint Francis de Sales, who was a great doctor of the church. Great preacher. He uses sometimes a little bit of hyperbole and a little bit of sarcasm, and he says, our conversion ends 15 minutes after we're dead. Francis de Sales. What does he mean by that literary flair that he offers to us? He says, until we die, we have to work. We have to work at our own conversion until we die. I'd like to quote another saint. Saint Louis de Montfort, who gave us true devotion. Have any of you read the life of him by Eddie Doherty, Wisdom's Fool? Any of you know the last words of St. Louis de Montfort? I'll tell you. Are you listening?
Yes, Father.
Merci beaucoup. Je ne peux pécher plus. Parlez-vous français? Merci beaucoup. Je ne peux pécher plus. It's very poetic if you know your French, but I'll translate it into English. He said, thanks be to God, I can no longer sin, and he dies. Saint Louis de Montfort. Wow! And he was a great saint. And I don't say this to discourage any of us, but we got to work at our conversion. So I'd like to give you five suggestions. Number one, the Desert Fathers have a two-word axiom or maxim in the spiritual life. Know thyself. Can you repeat that?
Know thyself.
Say it again.
Know thyself.
Say it again.
Know thyself.
If we're going to be converted, we have to know ourselves. And the best way is to go with Dante Alighieri in the Divine Comedy. What does Dante do when he enters into purgatory? He enters with seven P's. And the forehead? And if you read Divine Comedy, seven P's. What are they? The seven capital sins. They had to be purged. So I'm going to mention the seven capital sins, and as I mention them, see which one is your predominant. Now don't yell it out, okay? But what is your predominant? Gluttony. You have a tendency to eat too much, okay? Gluttony. Lust. Do you have a sexual addiction? Lust. Greed or avarice. Are you too attached to material things? In philosophy, it's called materialism. Next, sloth. Are you lazy? Lazy. physical laziness, mental laziness, spiritual laziness. Next, are you envious? You're always comparing yourself to others. You're always looking at others like the cat underneath the car, okay? You're always comparing yourself. And after that, you always feel sad, right? You feel sad. Anger. Have you ever been impatient in your life? Hello? Pride. Do you have an inflated image of yourself, like some of those frogs, you see? You think you're the big man on campus. You think you're the big banana, huh? You think you're so important. Which one is yours? Father, I've got all of those. But what's number one? Okay, well, don't say it publicly, okay? Some of you are groaning, no? Don't say it publicly. That leads me to number two. Okay, to be converted, number one and two are connected. If we try to change ourselves just by mere human effort or force, that's called, it's a heresy that Saint Dominic fought against and Thomas Aquinas, it's called Pelagianism. Okay? Did you ever hear Pelagianism, any of you? Pelagianism means I can change by myself. You can't do that. You're only going to get worse. You got to do your part. But let God change you. Amen? If you try to change by yourself, you're going to fall flat on your face. How is it done? Through the church and through confession. Amen? I repeat. Through the church and through confession. Making frequent, fervent, well-prepared confessions is by far the most efficacious means by which we can be converted. Because it's Christ that changes you. You do your part. You do your part. But Christ is the one that changes you. So you bring to Him your gluttony, your lust, your greed, your anger, your impatience, your pride, your sloth. You bring that to Christ. Lord, I'm sorry. And He will help you to change. Amen? Amen. Number three. I like proverbs. I love language. I'm going to give you one that you've all heard. Are you listening still?
Yes.
Good. Don't zone out, okay? You become what you eat. Ever hear that one? You become what you eat. You want to go through a radical conversion? Receive Holy Communion with love. Amen?
Amen?
Receive Holy Communion with love. That's one of the best ways to arrive at conversion, because every time you receive Holy Communion, look at this. You know who that is? That's the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know who the saint is? Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. The famous vision in Paray Le Monial in 1697. Behold the heart that is loved so much and received only in gratitude in return. Console my heart. She had the privilege of seeing Jesus. When you receive communion, you receive Him into your heart. You are so blessed. Thank God for that. You become what you eat. Every time you receive Holy Communion, it's a spiritual heart transplant. Amen. That's the way we can be converted. And two more. If you receive Jesus, you have to go and bring Jesus to others. I would suggest that all of you, when there's light, meditate upon those circles. You see those circles up there on the wall? Those are called the corporal works of mercy. Okay, giving food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, okay, visiting the sick, in the hospital, burying the dead. Those are called the corporal works of mercy. Above there you can't see it because the sun has already gone down, but those are the spiritual works of mercy. So sometime during this week, all of you come to the church, spend a little bit of time contemplating those corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, and ask the Holy Spirit which one He wants you to put into practice. Amen? Because if you receive Jesus, you have to give Him to others. Don't keep Jesus to yourself. Give Him to others. One of the best ways for us to grow in our faith is to share our faith with others. Amen? By sharing your faith, you're growing your faith. Right now, I'm growing in my faith because I'm sharing my faith with you people. I'm skyrocketing now. So when we share our faith with others, we grow. We don't lose it. And last but not least, if you want to go through a radical conversion, if you want to go through a daily conversion, better said, turn to Mary. If you love Mary, Mary will help you to be converted so that you can live out your faith and say one day, let's pray that one day we'll all be able to say what St. Paul says. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Amen.